DeScoto was elected by acclamation to take over as head of the 63rd session September 16th. He was the only candidate of the Latin American and Caribbean region, which was in line for the rotating post. DeScoto, the son of a Nicaraguan diplomat, was born in the United States in Los Angeles. He was ordained as a Roman Catholic priest and later admonished by Pope John Paul for his involvement in politics. But he continued to support the Sandinista National Liberation Front and was appointed foreign minister when the insurgents came to power in 1979. He remained in that position until the Sandinistas lost power in 1990. DeScoto's first meeting with the news media after his election got off to a rocky start as several reporters asked questions about his criticisms of the United States over the years. DeScoto says he has always had great love for the United States, regardless of his opposition to some U.S. policies. At the same time, he says his top priority will be to end the dominance of the United States in Europe at the United Nations, especially on the powerful Security Council.
I hope that my presidency will address what has become a universal clamor all over the world for the democratization of the United Nations. And I promise to give full support to the working group on revitalization of the General Assembly. I bring nothing new. It's a matter more of emphasis.
DeScoto says other priorities will include dealing with rising prices worldwide for food and energy. DeScoto will succeed Sir John Karim of Macedonia. Barbara Schatzow, VOA News, New York.